The Gemara Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis teaches us Guf Amar Yehuda Meshmu Kol Meshacher as Abdoi. If anyone frees his Evik Nani, he's over Basay. He's over a Mitzvah Sasei Shnemar, because the Torah says regarding the Avodim Knanim La'olam Behem Tavoidu, he should enslave them forever. You may not free them. Esrei asked on this, the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Ma'aseh Rebbe Elazar shenichnas b'beis ha'knesses. Rebbe Elazar once came to a beis ha'knesses for a matzah sarah, and there was no minyan. V'shichur avdoi, so in order to be able to have a minyan, he freed his Eved Kenani. We know that when an Eved Kenani is freed, he gets the status of a full-fledged Yisrael. V'shlim alasara, now they had a minion. But how could he do so, asked the Gemara, if we're learning now there's an Isser to free an Eved Kenani? Answers the Gemara, mitzvah shani. The purpose of freeing the Eved Kenani was for a mitzvah, to have a minion, and for that purpose, one may free his Eved Kenani. So the Rishonim already asked the question that the mitzvah of davening with a minyan is a derabbanon. And our Gemara is teaching us that the isser of freeing an Eved Kenani is a daraisa. So how could he have been over a daraisa in order to fulfill a derabbanon? So the Ramban approach is that when the Torah says lo'olam behem tavoidu, that we're not allowed, that we have to enslave the avodim kananim forever, it's only, and we're not allowed to free them, the Torah only means when there is no constructive purpose in freeing them. But when there's a constructive purpose in freeing them, then we're allowed to free them, and having a minyan is a constructive purpose. Another teretz that is given is that this essay that we're learning in our Gemara, the Isser to free an Eved Kenani, is not considered a full-fledged mitzvah essay. And therefore, even though davening betzibur is also not a daraisa, it's still a good enough reason to be allowed to free an Eved. I saw another teretz from a sefer called Kehillas Moshe. He says that if somebody has two mitzvahs to say, and he can't fulfill both, which mitzvahs to say should he fulfill and which one should he not? So he says that you should fulfill the mitzvahs to say, that if you don't fulfill it, you'll get a punishment earlier than if you don't fulfill the other mitzvahs to say, which you won't get a punishment immediately. So he says, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, that Vav Amud Beis teaches us. B'sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bav Beis HaKnesses. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul, V'loi Motzba Asara, and he doesn't find a minion there, Miyad Hu Kayus, he immediately gets angry. So we have like this, he says, if there won't be a minion, it will cause Chas B'Sholem, that Hashem should get angry immediately. For violating the mitzvah sasei of freeing an Eved, it won't cause that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should get angry immediately. But since that's the case, the mitzvah of having a minyan comes first. The other Rishonim have explained that even if we learn that tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, it's in a whole different category. It's in a whole different category. It's in a special category of mitzvahs that there's a special importance to tefillah b'tzibur. And therefore, it's probably valuable to spend a couple of moments to speak about the halachas and the importance of tefillah b'tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim, Simen Tzadik, Sif Tes, says, Yishtadl Ol Adam l'spalul l'beis haknesses imetzibur. A person yishtadl. And these words of the Shulchan Aruch are somewhat misleading, point out the Paiskim. Because since the Shulchan Aruch uses the words yishtadl, yishtadl means that one should make an effort, one should try. So it seems that there's no chiv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. It's only yishtadl, you should try. However, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Tefillas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid. Somebody davens b'tzibur, those tefillas are always heard. Even if amongst the tzibur there are people who Rachman Slan did Averis, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'tfilosom Shrabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never looks away from the tefillah of Rabbim. Therefore, says the Rambam, a person should always daven mitzibur. He shouldn't daven b'yichidus. And actually, if we look in this very same simon in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tezayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should go out of his way. And so is the opinion of many Rishonim, and as we said earlier in our shir, based on our Gemara, that one is allowed to free his Eved Kanani just to be able to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And there are those that say that when one davens tefillah b'tzibur, he is being mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, because the pasuk says, v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, by be mekadesh shem shemayim, by saying amen yehi shmei rabba and kedusha and baruchu, which only could be done b'tzibur, with mekayim the mitzvah say of menekdashti b'sarich klal Yisrael. Certainly, on a Monday and Thursday, we're mekayim the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. And in places, and this is one of the terutzim that I actually saw the Mefarshim suggest, in places where they do Nesias Kapayim, so even if we'll say that Tefillah B'tzibur is not a mitzvah to say Midaraisa, Birchus Kahanim is a mitzvah to say Midaraisa, and that's why he was Meshachar the Eved. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, here in Simen Tzadik, Sif Yud Zayin, teaches us, Tefillah B'tzibur, Af Yishu Mitzvah Medevrayim, he clearly says the Tefillah B'tzibur is at the Rabbanim. Gedolei him mitzvah to say shatayr. It's even more important than mitzvah to say deraisa. Hoyel or mekachim ba Hashem barabim. Sherei mutter, and he quotes our Gemara. Sherei mutter lava mitzvah to say shatayr. One may violate a mitzvah to say deraisa ulashachur avdoi kidei lashlimoi lasara. In order to have a minion, you could free your eved. As we said a moment ago, what do we do with the word yishtadl? So, Ramosha and Michas Yitzchak say that what the Shulchan Aruch means to say with the word yishtadl is to teach us that we all want that our tefillahs should be in the skabel. And davening tefillah b'tzibur is a way to have our tefillahs answered. But if somebody, what the Shulchan Aruch means to say, that if something comes up that prevents a person from being able to daven tefillah b'tzibur, so the Shulchan Aruch is saying, still, so oynas rachmona patrei, still, yishtadl, you should do whatever you can to daven b'tzibur, because it's so very important, even if you're in a situation of an oynas, where technically you don't have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Others say that the word yishtadl in the Shulchan Aruch is not going on the halacha of tefillah b'tzibur. The word yishtadl in the Shulchan Aruch is going on the inyan of davening in Beis HaKnesses. But davening b'tzibur is not just yishtadl, davening b'tzibur is a choyf. Ramosha Sternbuch in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Van Hoggis, Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadiches, quotes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, "Biyom Omdoi Al Datoi Lo Yaspala El Betzibur." He always was makbid to daven tefillah betzibur. Upon Machar Hoy B'Maloyim, once he was in a hotel and there was no minyan, v'sholach agolos l'kfar hasmuchim, he sent wagons to the nearby villages, kedei shivoy l'spala mincha betzibur. He didn't want to miss even a mincha betzibur. And we find that the Pelayoyitz says, "Umach shebedoy yosam zeh." In our times, it's very difficult to concentrate throughout the entire tefillah. Even somebody who's Torah Sam Nasai, he's a person on a very high madrega. And certainly for others, he says, we're like people who are unfortunately intoxicated. Elanu amal lishoyim, says the Pelayoyitz, we have nothing that we can rely on. Ela al tefillat tzibur, only on tefillat tzibur. Hine, when he uses very sharp words, hine kikein roy la adam limsar nafshoy lespal b'tzibur. A person should be mois nefesh in order to be davening tefillat b'tzibur. The Gemara says, Masech the Brachas, Amar Shim ben Yichoy, Emesai Eis Rotzen. The Gemara Masech the Saita says that even if a person is not as he's supposed to be, and even if his tefillah is not the way it's supposed to be, the tefillah that you daven betefillah betzibur will be niskabel. And therefore, the Sefer Mor v'Shemesh says that we don't even realize how every day when we daven tefillah betzibur, so many gzeiros ra'os, chas v'shalom, that are chas v'shalom decreed against Klal Yisrael through tefillah betzibur can be wiped out. And the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Kol Kairi in Tuf Reish Ayin Dalad. And in the Kairi he writes, a person is obligated to go to the shul every day with his children, to daven tefillah betzibur dafka, came by davening tefillah betzibur, mizbatlois b'chayoyim kamen v'kam gzeres miYisrael. Some terrible gzeres are nullified. It says the people who daven tefillah betzibur are people who are saving the world. The Bach says that if we see somebody is makbid on tefillah betzibur, it's a raya that he's an odom kosher. Furthermore, the Mor v'Shemesh says, "Tzara kol adam lizor ma'od ma'od l'spala metzibur yachad." A person has to be very careful to daven tefillah betzibur. V'mispala metzibur, and if he davens tefillah betzibur, ye muftach shepanasasa tiyem zanas l'bechol yoyim bervacha bracha teim tzibur masi yadav. What a wonderful bracha! If somebody davens tefillah betzibur, he's guaranteed to have panasa. And others say, the Gemara says in Masech the Brachas, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Shu ben Levi Lebnei, Rabbi Shu ben Levi said to his children, Kedima v'chashichu v'ayla b'lei k'nishta, get up early and go to sleep late in order to daven in shul, kehecha t'tarichu chayim, in order that you should have arichas yomim, k'moitze moitze chayim. On the other hand, chas v'shalom, as we quoted earlier in the shir, if somebody doesn't daven tefillah betzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at him, he's considered a shochen ra. He causes, says the Zohar, that his actions should be examined. Is he deserving of good? And the Lakutim Arich quotes the Shloh, V'noyach loy shloy nivra. And therefore, a person has to be extremely careful to daven tefillah betzibur. Not only should a person be makpid to daven tefillah b'tzibur? But as we quoted the Chafetz Chaim earlier, even one is obligated to be mechanech his children to daven tefillah b'tzibur. However, if something comes up that prevents him from coming to shul, he should at least daven at the same time as the tzibur is mispallelim. Of course, if somebody is sick or it's difficult to come to shul, then he should, then he doesn't have to daven tefillah b'tzibur. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tzadik Beis Sifkat Hei says, as much as tefillah b'tzibur is important, a guf naki, having a clean body when one davens, takes precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. What about if the tzibur is davening after the zman tefillah? So there, the Mishnah Brura says, it's better to daven b'yichidus and not miss the zman tefillah, but that's only regarding the zman tefillah. Regarding the zman krishma, as we know, you could say krishma earlier and daven tefillah b'tzibur. The halacha is that since tefillah b'tzibur is so important, so we learn in Hilchos Pesukei D'Zimra and Siman Nun Beis, one should skip Pesukei D'Zimra in order to daven Shemoneh Esrei tefillah b'tzibur, but you shouldn't skip Birchas Krishma. The Paiskim say that saying Gula next to tefillah, saying the Bracha Baruch Atah Gal Yisrael, and all the Birchas Krishma take precedence over tefillah b'tzibur. It's better to daven with tefillin, even if you're davening b'yichidus, that to daven b'tzibur without tefillah.